Welcome, guys. This is Mick Donaghy, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. On this episode, we're going to talk about whether it's a good idea to go back to your previous employer. It's a hot topic due to Zinedine Zidane, one of the best footballers of all time and recently one of the best young coaches in football, has recently, as of yesterday, signed a deal to go back to Real Madrid. Zinedine Zidane left Real Madrid in 2018, I believe in July, August time, to move on to pastures new, take a bit of a sabbatical. He was tipped to take over the Manchester United job. However, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is doing a pretty awesome job there, and that's probably a topic for another time. He's obviously currently an interim manager, which is probably as close to a contractor as you're going to get. And he's doing such a good job. He is being tipped to become the permanent manager of Manchester United, but that's probably another recruitment topic for another time on whether it's good to go contract to perm. However, on this episode, we're talking about Zinedine Zidane, and we're talking about whether it's a good idea to go back to your previous employer. So Zinedine Zidane is the second most successful coach in Real Madrid's history. He has won 3 Champions Leagues in a row, which is a record. I believe 2 Champions Leagues in a row had never been done, and he completed 3 and decided to move on. So it was a bit of a mic drop for Zinedine Zidane. He had pretty much done everything apart from, I'm not too sure if he won the Liga, but I know he won 9 trophies in 3 years. So he was nearly as successful as you were going to get. He left due to differences with the president of the club. And since then, Real Madrid have had a bit of a nosedive. They're currently out of the Liga race, sitting in second and third. They're also out of the Champions League and out of the Copa del Rey. They've got 11 games left in the season, and it looks like they're going to win absolutely nothing. So as of yesterday, Zinedine Zidane signed a contract with Real Madrid to go back. On this episode, we're going to talk about what sort of elements you should consider before making the decision, yes or no, on whether to go back to your previous employer. There are 4 main elements that you should consider. The first one we're going to talk about is, what are the reasons that you left the company in the first place? If you left the company on a positive note, that's fine. If you left on the company because you wanted to be traveling, you wanted to get a different type of experience, if you shook the director's hand on the way out, then you know he bid you for well, or she bid you for well, and everything was gravy and was all good, I would certainly consider going back to an old employer. However, if you left on a because of negative circumstances, you've probably got to consider that a lot more. If you've left due to financial reasons, maybe you weren't being compensated as much as you felt that you should have been, then you've got to look at that. The reason being, usually companies are working within their constraints, they're working within their budget, and you've got to look and see whether their budget is going to have changed a lot since then. Now, something like 85% of people don't leave jobs because of their salary. It's usually because of other aspects, and we'll look at that a little bit further. You've got to consider whether you left because of the culture, or you left because of career progression, or you left because of the people who worked there, or you left because of opportunity and or lack thereof. If you've left because of any of those reasons, you've got to really, really, really deep dive into it and think, is it worth going back? Because it is a massive risk. If you've left the company before because of negative reasons, it's going to be a huge risk for you to go back. It's going to look terrible on your CV. It's going to look bad for you and for them, and it's going to waste a lot of time and energy. In terms of your career, I always believe that there's no such thing as bad experience, but in this case, there is, because that's time wasted. If you go onto a new company and you're exposed to different processes and systems and different people within the industry and different ways of doing things, then that's completely fine. But if you go back to an old company that you've worked for before and you left because of a negative reason, and you go back and you're exposed to the same things again, then you're to blame. It's time wasted and experience wasted. So if you go back and it's not what you think it is, or it is what you think it is again, and you leave again, it's all on you. So you've really got to think about the reasons why you left in the first place, and you've got to write a list of those down. And don't be romantic about it. It's quite easy to think of all the good times. You know, I've worked for a number of companies before, and I do often think of those as they were great years. Loved it. You know, I think about the first recruitment company that I worked for, and I think, God, that was a bloody good experience for me. But while I was working there, I hated it more than anything. I hated it because it was just so KPI driven. It was so micromanaged. It was very, very difficult to work with the people there. However, I did get really good experience. And when I think about past experience, I think about all the good times as opposed to all the bad times. So you've really got to think about and write them down. What were the reasons that you left? And don't leave anything out. Write every single thing that pissed you off during that time, because it's so, so easy just to think about all the good times. And in my opinion, if you leave for a negative reason, you shouldn't go back, because it's very, very difficult to move on, for companies to move on and for a person to move on. And you're not going in with a blank canvas. You're likely to think about the things that pissed you off before, and you're probably going to react to that a lot quicker than you would have done if you're in a company that you don't know the people, you don't know how things are operated. You might let things slip a lot more, but if you go back to a company that done something before and it happens again, your fuse is likely to be a lot shorter. So you've got to really deep dive into that. Make a list. Don't bullshit yourself. Be honest with yourself. Say, here's the 9, 10, 12, 15 reasons I left. Here's the 2 reasons I left, but here's the things I liked as well. And really look at that and say, is it worth going back to that if I left for those particular reasons? Now, number 2, the second thing we're going to talk about, has the company changed since then, and have you changed since then? So you may have worked for a company 3 or 4 years ago and you're considering going back to them because of a particular situation in your life, or because they've moved on and they're now the number one company in the industry, or because they're in a particularly bad situation and they need your help. You've got to really consider where they're at, and you've got to analyze and research where they're at. You've got to look at their turnover in staff. Have their people changed since you were there? Has the management changed since you were there? What their financials are like? Because if you're going to go back to them, you've got to make sure that they're financially sound. You've got to look at many different aspects to the company performance and the reputation of the company on the industry. The industry typically doesn't lie. I would keep a sort of an open mindset and be careful of who you're speaking to. You know, if you're speaking to a specific competitor, you might get negative feedback because they don't want you to go to that company. However, if you're speaking to customers and you're getting really good feedback, then it's maybe something to consider. However, you've got to really analyze and research as much as possible and make the lists and do the comparisons, and don't just go with something because of a gut feeling or because of a romantic idea of it being great. You've got to really look at it factually and do the numbers and put everything into place and look at it as a commercial decision, and you've got to look at it pragmatically. So you've got to do your research and speak to the customers and speak to the people on the market. You've also got to look at whether you've changed since then. Your career is a massive, massive part of your life. You spend most of your life, you know, you're probably talking 40 years of your life in your career, and you've got to spend most of your time during your week doing the job. So you've got to think about, have you changed since you were there? If it was in Zinedine Zidane's case 9 months ago, he probably hasn't changed since that much. However, he's in a good position where he can negotiate a lot more because they need him. So you've got to think about that as well. Where you're at and where the company's at and wherever that can work and what sort of responsibilities that you want to get and what they're looking from you and whether that can work for you and whether you can negotiate the right sort of package and the right sort of responsibilities and support. Think about all of that. Get it all written down and don't mess around. Put it all on paper. The third thing we're going to talk about is, why are you considering it? Are you considering it because it's a niche market and they're the market leaders? That could be a positive thing. Or are you considering it because you've just been sacked and you're desperate? You've got to look at both of those. If you're desperate, don't jump into anything. because, as I said, the worst thing that you can do is waste more experience and waste more time into going backwards. Always go forwards. That's why on my little logo here, I've got 2 arrows pointing forwards, because your career should be progressive. Your career should be pointing forwards. It's quite difficult to look backwards and think that it's going to move forward. However, it has been successful for some people before. You've got to look at Steve Jobs as an example. He left Apple in the early 90s or mid to early 90s and set up Pixar. He was kind of forced out of the company. And 4, 5, 6 years later, after making Pixar one of the most successful animation companies in the world, he was then approached to come back to Apple because he's a visionary, because he is a pioneer within the technology industry, and because of his way of doing things was insurmountable, and Apple was at that point Steve Jobs. So they went back and he then became CEO of the company again and turned it into the most powerful technology company in the entire world. He was in a particularly good position again in that circumstance, because Apple stocks were going down and his personal stock was going up because of the whole Pixar situation. So you've really got to look at your situation and look at theirs and the company that you're considering and the previous company that you left, because if your stock is very high on the market and the company who you're considering, their stock is very low, in many cases, unless you're going in there and have full responsibility and can turn the whole thing around, then that might be a good idea. However, if their stock is considerably lower than yours, why would you go back to a company that's not going to move you forward? In Steve Jobs' case, he had invented Apple. It was his baby, and it was always in his heart. So he was always going to make it a massive success. So you've got to think about the company that you're going back to. Is it really going to be yours? Are you really going to make it a success? Why are you considering it in the first place? If you're considering it for good reasons, then it might be an option. If you've got, if they're going to give you all the autonomy that you need, all the support that you need, if they're going to hand over the keys and give you the budget and say, right, make this a success, then that might be okay. However, if you're only considering it because of a situation that you're in, you might have been made unemployed, or you've got a particular situation that you might have to move back to the area and you're not looking to travel that much, you've got to look at all those reasons, think, right, why are the reasons that I'm considering it, and should I be considering for those reasons, and is there a better option? The fourth element that we have to consider is who's reaching out to who. Are they reaching out to you, or are you reaching out to them? And that's extremely important. Because if they're reaching out to you, you're in a position to negotiate. If you're reaching out to them, they have the cards in their hands. And that's extremely important, because if they're coming to you because your stock's so high, you're in a position where you can say, right, I don't need to go to you. I've got so many different plans in place, and I've got doing really well, and I've got massive ambitions, and I'm moving forward with my career. Why should I go back to you? You're in a position where you can negotiate. You can negotiate financial. You can negotiate your management responsibility. You can maybe negotiate shares or stocks in the business. You can negotiate what type of people you bring into the business, what people that you're managing. You can negotiate what type of market that they should be working in. And you've really got the keys in your hand to make it a success if they're coming to you. However, if you're going to them, then that's a completely different matter entirely, because usually it's an act of desperation. If you're rapping on the door and saying, please sir, please sir, please bring me back, it can be very difficult for that to turn into a success because of those reasons, because you do look a bit, you will look a bit desperate, you will look like you haven't really moved on in your career, that you haven't really progressed, that you're accepting that you've failed and you're looking to go back to them. And more often than not, I do believe that the statistic is something like 61% of companies won't consider someone who has moved on to a different company. So you've got to consider that as well, that even if you do go back and are rapping on their door, they might not be of interest. So realistically, if you are going to go back to a company, you've got to hope that they're going to reach out to you, because otherwise it's going to be very, very difficult for you to negotiate what you need to make it a success. And because it is looking like you're making that step backwards. And if you do make that step backwards to go forwards and it turns out that it's a negative thing and you left previously because of a negative reason, then you do only have yourself to blame, and that's time wasted. And time equals experience, and experience equals a whole heap of different things. So you've got to be very, very careful. So the four things that we talked about are, if you're going back to a previous employer, if you're considering going back to a previous employer, you've got to consider these four things. What are the reasons that you left? Number two, has it changed since then? And have you changed since then? Number three, why are you considering it? What position are you in at the moment? And number four, who's reaching out to who? If you're reaching out to them, it's probably not a good idea. If they're reaching out to you, you may consider it. Now, 90% of people who do go back to their previous employer, it doesn't work out. So that's a huge statistic. I think that was taken by the Harvard Business School, that 90% of candidates who return back to a previous employer end up leaving within the first year. Now, that's a phenomenal statistic. So really consider that. And I'm very much looking forward to watching how Zinedine Zidane gets on at Real Madrid, and watching whether he turns this negative situation that Real Madrid are in into a success. And if you have any questions that you would like me to answer on this podcast, feel free to reach out. Very, very interested in certain sort of scenarios with regards to employment, with regards to careers, and with regards to the recruitment industry. This is one little example. If you've got any other sort of questions or examples that you would like me to touch on, feel free to reach out. I'm currently on social on my Instagram, which is Mick_Donaghy, and I'm also on LinkedIn at Mick Donaghy, also on mickdonaghy.com as well. If you've got any questions that you would like me to answer, any feedback for the podcast, I'd be really, really interested in hearing your opinion. Thank you for joining me on this episode. This is episode 11. You're a bunch of superstars. Thank you very much. See you on the next one. Boom. Oh, and just before you go, guys, I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes of all time from Martin Luther King Jr. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The Recruitment Show. I'll catch you next time. If you're looking to catch me on social, grab me on Instagram, which is Mick_Donaghy, and on LinkedIn, Mick Donaghy. Cheers. Catch you next time.